Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Final segment here with Catherine Foki, Riley County Commissioner. And we've been talking here about the church project. And, you know, it's a tough situation because, you know, the Historical Society, that's who's got the designation, right? It's not the Riley County, it's the Kansas Historical Society.
It's the Kansas. It did go through the city. Preservation Historical Society, and it was approved there unanimously, and then it was passed to the state, and they approved it along with several other properties in the area, and then it goes to the, and I haven't heard if the National Register has approved it, but having that designation would give tax credits and a lot of different grants that would be available to the county to work on it.
Do they have somewhere online like criteria? Because that's not always clear. It feels like they just about any building they can designate it as historical. We saw the gas station down the road on points was determined a historical place, and I didn't quite understand that one.
Well, you know, when you look at it, there's not too many gas stations still around that have that look. You know, with the overhangs, and it kind of looks like almost like a plane flying.
Yeah.
and that's one of the reasons I think that they designated that. It's going to be turned into a restaurant, so they'll have a lot of outdoor seating under those overhangs, and they're going to really redo it, and they will get tax credits to do that. But I think it's going to be really cool when it's done. I wouldn't have ever thought that was a historical building initially, but when the historical board has a lot of really good people on it that are very knowledgeable and know there's architects, there's builders, there's developers, there's you know, elected people on it. So it's a good rounded board. There was another one that was designated to a house. And, you know, the study that they go through to designate a property is really intense and very thorough. So.
Okay. Now, I understand it if it's like a property on Kansas State's campus, you know, something that's been there since the 1870s or something like that. But I think it's for a lot of the public, it's harder to grasp, you know, something that's 50 years old. Is that really historic?
Yeah, it's a whole mindset, you know, because a lot of us were brought up back in the, you know, in the 50s, you know, like the mid-century, which is actually 50 years ago, is a little hard to grasp that's really historical, but it is. As we get older, things become historical.
That's true. Very true.
I guess we all become historical.
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I know there's a need for sure, and for the courts, especially the Riley County Courthouse, is in desperate need of expansion. I think for the courtrooms, especially, we're already seeing that being a challenge here with spacing. That was before COVID, but even with COVID, that's made it more challenging to have trials.
It really is. Big ones, the more public trials really need a larger space to do the trials in. So
therein lies the dilemma here. You want to move quickly, and so I can get kind of the other side of it too. You know, why the commissioners are so antsy to tear it down, because they probably want to get going on a new space there. But and that itself though takes a while to plan that.
Yeah, to get a building designed and I would like to, if we do a new building, have it blend in with the rest of the you know, the area, and to design that and, you know, get it, you know, it's going to take years to get that done. The original church over there, if we could put a second floor in it, which could be done, it's going to take some structural work, that would adapt itself to a new courtroom. And the district wants to put a new court in Riley County because of the amount of cases that we have and trials. So it could really help the court system itself, even just that one building. So
it's definitely something to watch going forward. And I think one of the commissioners I had on here before mentioned to me, I think sometime here in the fall we'd be hearing more about the EMS facility here, about maybe possible renovation there. Is something coming down the pike soon with that, do you know?
There should be. They're working on plans right now. Back at a retreat that was held, back in 2012, out of the retreats from the commissioners and the community, the top two priorities for space were the EMS department and the courts. And those two things have not been met. So we did have a, we did put a request for a proposal out for working on space with the original. The EMS facility is really lacking. They have a real hard time with the ambulances that are larger now, getting them into the space and being able to work on them. Some of them have to sit outside, and it's not working well for, if you see the pictures on it. So there's some proposals in the works, so hopefully we'll see something on that real soon.
All right. So. I see the phones lining up. Dave is not in studio right now. I would answer it here, but I can't screen my own phone calls. So if you're okay. Listening, just call back here in a minute. We have few minutes yet here. So, I think if you're calling, if you're trying to call in, you can call back here, and we'll try to get you on here before the end of the program.
Okay.
And what? Anything else we have coming up here? Your next meeting's on Thursday. Anything we should know about coming up? It was kind of a light agenda yesterday.
It was a light agenda, and it has been since budget. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked at the agenda. Well, I've looked at the agenda, but I don't recall offhand what it's going to be Thursday. I know Monday will be our budget hearings, the public hearings. So I would invite anyone who has questions on the proposed, on the budget. It is a revenue neutral meeting, a public meeting. So come on into the county commission chambers. I believe that starts at 10:45. So we have plenty of space if people want to come in and hear what's going on and participate in that process. It would be very welcome to see people.
Yeah, it would be nice because a lot of the times those hearings are not attended at all. And
no.
And that's the thing I never can understand here is with as much as people like to shout and yell and complain about, the taxes and such. When it comes to having a public hearing, there's nobody on hand.
Right, and that's sad. And anytime anyone comes in, if we get a group or two or three people that come in, I thank them profusely because I think it's very important for citizen involvement. Come in and go to the meetings or go on Zoom and see what's going on. And there is a public comment section at the beginning of the meeting. One of the problems is a lot of people are working during the day. I would like to see some changes to that in the future, but at this point they're at 8:30 in the morning. So
yeah.
But
I know the law board does kind of a neat thing where you guys go around the county, and you're doing that. You're on the law board.
Yes.
And Monday's meeting, I understand, will be at the new fire range.
Yes, it will be at the new the fire range, and the one following that, the meeting after that will be in Riley. Okay. So they are moving around so people can participate in those areas. So.
I've always wondered why the Riley County Commission hasn't considered doing some of that. You meet twice a week, and maybe it's a little more challenging for the County Commission Board than it is for the Law Board, but that would be kind of interesting.
It could be done. And, we're mandated by law to meet twice a week because of the size of our county, but it doesn't say when or where. So there's talk about that. I haven't been able to get that accomplished yet, but I would definitely like to see us move around some.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be every month, but, maybe once every 3 months or 6 months,
Yeah, I understand they've done that in the past.
Okay.
So.
Well, it'll be interesting. And that firing range, I know that's going to be a good opportunity to show that off a little bit here on Monday, too. So
It's a really a great facility.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got just a couple minutes left here. Is there anything else that you have that you wanted to pass along before we wrap things up?
Well, I would like to say that if anyone has any concerns, just get in touch with me. I'm a people person, so if you're having some issues in your district or whatever, I'll be happy to come out and meet with you or at least have you into my office or whatever. But I really want to hear from the public. I want to hear from my constituents. So.
Okay. Well, good enough. Catherine, it's always a pleasure to get a chance to talk to you and learn a little bit more about what's going on in Riley County. So thank you for being here.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's going to wrap things up here for us today. Coming up tomorrow, it's going to be education theme. We're going to have our Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed from USD 383 and School Board Member Daryl Eady will join us. And then we'll also talk to Kevin Ingram, Manhattan Christian College President, will join us as well.